On today's episode of Part of My Take, we have former linebacker AJ Hawk. We also have our first ever interview in Espanol. We talked to the champ, Canelo Alvarez, before his big fight coming up in Spanish with a translator. We also have Guys on Chicks and Hot Seat Cool Throne. Before we get to all of that, week one of the NFL season is right around the corner, and you've been waiting since February 6th. Football season is finally back, and to celebrate it, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 contest this Sunday that is totally free to enter. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. That's billion with a B. So choose between public contests with big cash prizes or private contests where you can compete against a group of your friends. DraftKings also has a beginner and casual contest where you'll play against people of similar skill level. But do this right now. Sign up. Go to DraftKings.com right this second. Use promo code BIGCAT, that's B-I-G-C-A-T, to play in DraftKings' free contest with $100,000 in total prizes this Sunday. And if you draft that perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. That's promo code BIGCAT to play for your shot to win $1 billion this Sunday. The contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you try it? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Let's go.
Now in the street there is violence, and not a lot of work to be done. No place to hang out, no washing, and then I can't blame all on the sun. Oh no, we're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue.
It's Pardon My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.
Welcome to Pardon My Take. It is Wednesday, September 6th. And Hank, do you have something you want to say to us?
To America, not
yeah,
just us.
Yeah, to America. Why don't you say to America?
PFT?
No, would you like
no,
to say?
No,
so, Hank,
you know,
to, maybe, no. Tell you what, I'll jog your memory a little bit.
Yeah.
The Boston Red Sox just got caught cheating, being a bunch
allegedly.
Of big cheaters.
Allegedly.
Well, they kind of admitted to it.
Yeah,
so,
they
do you have anything to say?
Not really. I mean, shit happens in MLB. Everyone's stealing signs. It's a constant right. back and forth of teams.
This
stealing
is old hat for
signs.
You to,
yeah.
Be,
yeah.
to be accused of cheating. I get it.
So the big story on a Wednesday before NFL season fully begins, actually begins, is the Red Sox have been caught cheating, allegedly. So the Yankees have filed a complaint. They said
tough
they're
luck.
Using smart
luck.
Apple smartwatches mm. to...
That was the first clue, by the way, that yeah. they were cheating. When you looked in the dugout and you saw a guy wearing a smartwatch.
Yeah, talking into his watch.
It's like, what the hell? No, why nobody wears an Apple watch?
Right,
that
right.
guy is up to something.
So they were allegedly relaying messages to each other with their Apple smartwatches. Rob Manfred came out and basically was like, stealing signs isn't illegal. It's the fact that they're using... computers to do so. That's mm-hmm. when it becomes illegal. Little technicality there. Love that baseball still has like the boys will be boys unwritten rule that
right.
you can cheat otherwise.
But
just don't use computers.
Yeah, millennials have ruined cheating in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm taking out of the story. I think, Hank, what do you think the punishment should be? Why don't you tell you what? You tell us what you deserve.
Well, Gary Sanchez just got
you're
suspended.
You're looking at your computer, which means that you have some kind of pre-written defense, and I love when this happens.
Well, Carrabba's is a pre-written defense for me.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Go ahead.
Gary
Starting
Sanchez
nine,
just got suspended for punching a guy in the face without him even seeing.
What does that have to
Wait,
do with
was he wearing
Chris?
A watch?
No.
Okay, well then
go
I don't care. That's not cheating.
It
you're
just,
allowed to
it
do,
just goes to show
you're
the
allowed
league.
To do whatever you want in baseball as long as you're not wearing technology.
They should lose like one draft pick.
They should okay. lose a draft pick in
wow.
baseball.
Coming okay. down heavy on them.
Yeah. So it impacts them like 6 years from now.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
I think they should let Roger Goodell decide. I love it when Roger Goodell gets to just bend Boston sports fans over.
Mm-hmm.
Just not because I don't like Boston sports fans, but because I like the rivalry they have got going. And you even have to admit that Boston has dominated Roger Goodell
yes.
in all aspects. So I just like him taking cuts at you guys. That's all.
I think they should kick everyone on the internet off the internet who did the Twitter Reacts blog post. Because this was a classic Twitter Reacts moment. Mm-hmm. Where
a lot of red meat out there for us.
Everyone reacts, and then all of the blogs write, wow, look at Twitter reacting, and it's just a list of all the funny tweets.
That's a
a nice little aggregator. So kick those people off.
That's the content game. We should do that ourselves on a podcast.
Yeah, everyone reacts.
We'll do an entire episode of us Twitter reading reacts. Other people's jokes.
Yes. I think what they should do, well, no, I have a little stay woke for you guys. Baseball, we know baseball September kind of goes behind, you know, right on the eve of the NFL season, mm-hmm. goes in the back burner for America. Baseball needs rivalries. Red Sox-Yankees has been simmering. This kind of brings it up a notch. Maybe, just maybe, you think what I'm thinking, guys?
Just have them play all the games against each other?
No, they might actually get a game on Sunday Night Baseball. Red Sox-Yankees.
Ooh, that'd be great.
Yeah,
you think
that
so?
That would be awesome.
That would be a real treat for America, I think. Oh, here's what they should do. They should let Aaron Judge decide.
Oh!
They should have him wear like a black robe and just have him like bang the bat like a gavel, and it'll ruin his swing even more.
Yeah. So, Hank, seriously, what do you say for yourself?
It's a tough look. There's really no
arguing
that.
It's a very tough look. It mm-hmm. is a very tough look.
Can
and
imagine?
Also, there's like numbers to back it up where they were, when they had runners on second during the Apple Watch games, they were like killing the other
team. What
are we
calling it? Is this Apple Watch Gate?
Yeah, got to add a gate.
They probably got to fire someone in the management.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's actually a good call. Oh, fire the guy who like we were saying earlier.
Fire the deflator. The guy that answers the phone.
You know, he's not the deflator. He just loses. He's losing weight.
Mm-hmm.
Fire the Apple Watch, the guy who's an apple farmer, and he's just watching his apples.
Yeah, no,
that's
we called him the Apple Watcher because he went to all those electronics conventions whenever Apple was going to release something.
He's really big into watching Steve Jobs give presentations.
Yeah.
The Apple Watcher, you guys
Steve Jobs,
taking it out of context.
Questionable, like he might be dead.
Argentina.
Yeah.
Also, let's not forget talk about the Yankees Red Sox rivalry. Joe Torre is the person that's in charge of all this.
Oh, here we go, Hank. You're firing back.
I like it. A good old-fashioned conspiracy.
Really, this is all just fucking hilarious to me. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone should get punished for anything. I think it's just hilarious that people are actually talking into Apple Watches and trying to relay messages to each other.
My only regret is that this scandal did not happen during the Bud Selig era, because I would have loved to see Bud Selig try to understand what a watch that sends emails actually does.
No, that's not. No. He's still... That would be very confusing.
He would probably die. He would have an aneurysm at his desk. He just declared the Red Sox Yankees series to be tie for all the other games this season.
I wish that they just had this like 3 weeks ago when we needed something to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
That was selfish of the Red Sox and the Yankees.
Very selfish.
All right. Other thing we had talking soccer, a huge result. This is when you know that footy's getting big in America, when we take it from the segments to the recurring segments.
Recurring topics.
That we talk about at the beginning. Because
they're
totally different.
Mm-hmm.
People forget that we started this show, you know, 18 months ago, and we made it clear what we talk about at the beginning of the show and
it's
after
topic.
The interview is totally different.
Yep. Topics versus segments.
Segments. So, talking soccer, the U.S. has secured a result.
The footy team, they went down to Honduras. It's a tough
1-1.
Tough pitch to play on, but
1-1.
The lads strapped their boots on and came home surely
Pulisic
with a result.
Scored the game-winning tying goal.
Pulisic also let in a soft goal
actually,
earlier today, though.
His name was Bobby Wood. Get it? That was the guy who scored.
Bob Wood, I like
it. Get it? Bob Wood.
Mm-hmm. Wood
Robert
actually
Wood.
Does bob in the water
yeah.
and it finds its level. But yeah, so I was a little bit upset because I was getting very close to it being second team season in soccer. And I love second team season because that means that every American gets to decide an actually good team
mm-hmm.
to root for. So I was like, you know, my second team is
like
Germany and Brazil.
Yeah.
I like both.
Yeah. Oh, maybe Argentina. They got Messi, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. So that's my second team.
But I guess now I have to root for the U.S. soccer team for like another couple weeks.
So painful.
Although I do hope that they I know you're hoping that they don't qualify at
I
all,
didn't
Kat,
say that I said it would be very funny if it happened.
I hope that they barely qualify and that they have to play an extra elimination game. I am really looking forward to that extra
you just
elimination
want to see them play New Zealand so
yeah
you can do
so
an
I can
accent.
Do an accent
yeah that's pretty much it
mm-hmm.
We just boiled that down. We
mm-hmm.
unpack that if you're sitting in a meeting somewhere in America, corporate America, and you want to kill yourself.
Or the,
we unpack that.
Are the Australians, because their team name is the Socceroos.
Yes,
really,
so good.
Really steering into the skid of the whole stereotype that all you have in Australia is kangaroos.
All right, let's do our hot seat, cool throw. And before we get to that, I wanted to give a quick shout out to NFL Sunday Ticket. Like we said, football is finally back. We actually have some big guests lined up for Friday who you probably are going to be watching on Sundays with NFLSundayTicket.tv. Go right now, check it out. See if you qualify at NFLSundayTicket.tv. You can get it special price for students, $24.99 a month for 4 months. That's less than $100. You can play it on Xbox One, PlayStation 4, Apple TV, Roku, Chromecast, Samsung Smart TV, laptops, whatever the Red Sox cheat on, anything. You can do it. NFLSundayTicket.tv. And go right now. Put in the promo code PMT at checkout, and you can get 15% off. So go, like I said, see if you're eligible. Go online, NFLSundayTicket.tv, stream every Sunday ticket game, and put in that promo code PMT and get 15% off. Football is finally back. Let's rejoice. All right, let's do it. Hot seat, cool throne. Big Cat, go ahead.
PFT.
PFT, you go.
Big Cat, you should go. Big Cat,
I'm ahead. Pulling up my stuff. PFT, you go.
Okay, my hot seat, right off the jump, we got Blake Griffin. Ooh. Recurring Ooh. Guest on the show, Blake Griffin. It pains me to do this, but he was spotted on a beach in jeans, it says. He was wearing jeans on a beach with Kendall Jenner. Was it Kendall?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which Jenner is
Kendall.
It? Kendall Jenner. Ooh. So we all know about the curse of the Kardashians, and it comes for everybody.
She's a Jenner, though.
Oh, good point, Hank.
You don't think that counts?
No.
No.
It absolutely doesn't
Wait,
count.
Wait, is she the one that's OJ's granddaughter?
No.
Okay, because
no, that's Chloe.
Okay, Chloe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gotcha.
Chloe is the one.
No,
who's...
Chloe's OJ's daughter.
Yeah, OJ's daughter. Chloe's
we
OJ's
sure?
daughter,
we sure? not
yeah.
granddaughter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. OJ's daughter is Chloe.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, so
that's
yeah,
a confirmed fact.
So I'm putting Blake on the hot seat, but there's a way he could get to the cool throne, and it's because my second hot seat is relationships.
Uh oh.
Summer flings, namely, are on the hot seat right now. I would say probably 95% of summer flings end because one person didn't realize how much the other cared about football.
Yeah.
And so once football season starts, you're like, am I really hanging out with this asshole?
Yeah.
Is this person really going to spend an entire weekend, 10 hours each day watching football and not watching me? If you can make it through the first 4 months of football season with a new fling, you're basically going to get married.
My favorite is the question you fill in two teams that are totally like random teams. Like, why are you watching this game? Why do you care?
Mm-hmm.
When the answer is obviously gambling. But like, for instance, why was I watching Georgia Tech Tennessee last night? That's a hard
you're not,
answer.
You're just
question.
Not a fan of the triple option.
I love football. I love football so much. But you're right. It's football season. Football is not family.
It separates the men. I was gonna say men from the boys. That would be like that'd be a different whole. Penn State ball wax.
Yeah.
But it separates the guys from the girls.
Yes.
But it could go either
but
way.
But girls can also like football.
That's why I was
remember
using...
Remember October, they do the pink hats.
I was using... also, it's... Yeah, it's...
Oh, wait.
They cured breast cancer last year.
Pinktober's over.
Pinktober's over?
Because they cured
but
breast
you can
cancer
get,
last year.
You can get... If you go to NFL.com right now, this isn't an ad, you can get pink stuff for your girlfriend so she likes football
but
more.
But it's 2016.
But 4% of the profits aren't going to get donated.
Got
no,
it.
That's too many.
Because we cured breast cancer last year.
But I used gender-neutral pronouns in that whole thing. Because like some girls like football a lot more than their guys do.
True.
And that relationship
guys?
Was probably...
Why is it possessive?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you don't own us. Listen
Be
to
careful.
Me.
You're getting some Listen, tricky language here, bro.
All right, so my cool throne is Bristol, Connecticut squat racks.
Oh,
because
shit, this is mine too.
Because Ryan Russillo is back on the air.
Our friend.
Glad to have you back, Ryan.
He went hand up. He said, I'm sorry. I fucked up. He should have just played Jim Calhoun's speech.
Mm-hmm.
I fucked up. I took a Mecca Okafor and Karan Butler.
They're not bad.
Did you see he gave us a shout out? Well, not directly a shout out, but he said he is all his friends that reached out to him. So shout out to
not
us.
Not to pat ourselves on the back.
Shout out to us.
We did that anonymously, though.
He also owned it enough that he said at the end, he'll have to wear it in the form of listener jokes for years to come, wear it unlike Ryan Russillo when he got naked in that hotel room.
Oh, that's a good joke.
Yeah, so wear that,
that's
Ryan.
A good joke.
Yeah, there we go. Just guys ribbing each other.
But you got to imagine that Ryan, in his like 2 weeks that he's had off, he had a lot of frustration to deal with. He was probably living in the gym.
Yes.
He really stretched the boundaries of how many hours a day, 24-hour fitness.
Yes.
He probably had he had food delivered to the gym, I bet.
Yeah. We joke around, but Ryan is actually a very good friend of ours, and we're happy he's back. And we knew he was going to own it because that's the type of guy he is. So, yeah, go ahead, bust his balls.
Yep.
But just know, we're watching.
That's the kind of cat Ryan is.
Hey, we're keeping a list.
Yeah. Podcasting
keeping a list.
And radio, it's an accountability league.
Yeah.
And Ryan set a good example for all the youngsters out there, and that's what's important.
I told everyone today on Twitter I went to the gym today, so if I sound sore, that's accountability.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, he inspired. That was for Ryan.
Yeah, that was for Ryan.
In solidarity.
Yeah, so we're keeping a list. Go ahead and make fun of him. Go ahead. See what happens. Would be a real shame. All right, Hank.
My hot seat is shorts.
Oh, that's a good
that's
one.
Sad. That actually makes me sad
that
to
is
that,
so
Hank.
True, though.
I'm wearing jeans today. It felt good to wear them. It's jeans and t-shirt weather.
Doesn't it feel like you're a professional?
Yep.
You're not like a little schoolboy?
Nope.
Yeah.
And you don't
cover up those knees, folks.
And no one wants to be that guy, that hardo, that's wearing shorts in like December.
Is that a hardo move? Or is that just like a guy that likes shorts?
No, he's the weird guy. Everyone knew him in school. It's snowing
who's
out.
Who
he's
could
like,
that be? Who's that? That's weird. Yeah, what that a weird, weird. I know, right? I'm with you. Yeah, that guy's fucking weird. Screw that guy. Hank, so you're just, I noticed you said jeans. You got something against sweatpants?
No.
Just, you can wear whatever you want.
Yeah, pants, I said I'm wearing jeans today because I am wearing jeans today.
Right, well, I'm going to wear sweatpants.
If I was wearing sweatpants, I would have said I'm wearing
sweatpants.
It's
almost sweatsuit season.
Soon enough.
So good. All right, Hank, cool throne.
And then my cool throne is Philip Rivers' comfortability.
Mm.
He bought a $200,000 van to travel from San Diego to L.A. So remember he said he wasn't going to move to L.A.?
Mm. Yeah.
He didn't. He just bought a sick $200,000 luxury van where he can, quote unquote, watch film on his way to practice.
He could
in style.
Wow. Yeah. Good thing he didn't spend just like $500 on an iPad that he could watch film on. That was
a little excessive.
His accountant is going to be scratching his head for a while on that one. But this is a classic move by him. I agree with what he's doing because he's got like a dozen kids. This is a like I want 2 hours each way to myself out of the house. Honey, I'm going to stay living at home because I love our home that we have in San Diego so much. I don't want to take our kids to a different school, but I'm going to get the fuck away from you guys for 4 hours a day.
It looked like Exhibit pimped his ride.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that show?
It's great.
Yo, Phil, I heard you like watching film.
Well, check this out.
So I put a film in your car. Come on, Jake.
I watched that the other day. All right, my hot seat is Magic Johnson.
Ooh.
So Magic Johnson's on my hot seat on Twitter because Les Miles is here, and he is here to stay. I don't know if you guys followed Les Miles over the weekend, but he's now just giving Twitter to him. I love when a new person gets on Twitter and they don't understand Twitter, and they do whatever they want. They're just so fresh and young. I mean, Les isn't young, but his mind is young on Twitter. And no one has told him how to operate, and he's just operating how he thinks he should. And by that, I mean he's giving strict play-by-play of the games.
It's like Norm MacDonald doing golf tournament updates.
Yeah, it's incredible. So he like last night it was Georgia Tech up 7 points, huge play action if they go up by 14, .. We don't even know what happened there. Tennessee, you have time. Here we go. Like over and over every single play. Tech, 5-yard drive, second down. That was an actual tweet. And then the next one, Tech, first down, slow death. Tennessee, okay, got to take away. Like the over and over and over. So, Magic, you're on the hot seat. Mm. If Les starts figuring out how to predict MVPs and stuff, Magic might be out of a job.
Yeah, if Les tweets out, I think Tom Brady is an excellent quarterback and has a good chance of winning league MVP this year.
Yeah.
At that point, Magic's got to be sweating.
My picks, if Les tweets out, my picks for NFL MVP this year are Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, and Matt Ryan. One of those three will probably win it.
If you were to say, like, oh, my prediction for the Super Bowl, I think it's the Patriots or the Falcons or the Packers, like an unnamed guest that we may or may not be interviewing later, then yeah, that would be a Magic Johnson thing. A fun joke that you can use for Les Miles.
Okay, here's fun. Hear this one?
More like fewer miles.
Oh.
Because it's grammatically incorrect.
Got it. Okay. I like that.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. I really don't. That was 0.25 on the Richter scale.
Yeah.
All right, my cool throne. I also had Ryan Russell, but I'll throw out there fantasy teams. Fantasy teams complaining about Ezekiel Elliott's 6-game suspension being upheld because there's always one of those guys in your fantasy draft who was like, oh, this isn't going to get upheld. Mm-hmm. He drafted Zeke in the first round, and now you can complain for the rest of the year being like, oh, my team would have been good, but Roger Goodell suspended Ezekiel Elliott.
He didn't suspend him. He just technically
took it away.
He said, no, let's let the courts decide whether he should be suspended.
Speaking of
difference.
Speaking of fantasy, Hank, are you doing a live draft right now?
I got one 10 minutes.
You totally forgot that it was happening, and you looked at us, and you're like, hey, I got a live draft.
You just said fantasy draft, and I...
and you were just like, shit, I forgot something.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to live draft.
So is Ezekiel suspended? Because I heard that he's going to play this weekend.
Yeah, they might get a tort reform.
That's a legal thing. I've heard that. So
your internet dad's going at Schefter.
Is he? Where are they going at? What are they saying?
He's saying he's definitely going to play, and Schefter's not. He's not confirming that he'll play.
He's Schrodinger's halfback.
Mm.
He's both suspended and not suspended at the same time.
At the exact same time. Mm-hmm. He's just in limbo, just floating. It's going to be hard to tackle.
Limbo, honestly, like people talk shit about Limbo, like you're not in heaven or not in hell. Limbo sounds
pretty
fucking
good.
Awesome.
Pretty much our lives.
Yeah, I would
just chilling.
If Limbo
just
exists,
growing old together.
Yeah,
that's
just
what,
hanging out.
That's what your
not,
people. The
not stars, not schlubs.
The
just
the,
Limbo.
The chosen ones, your people, the yeah. the Jewish folks. They,
oh, okay, be careful there.
Well, that's
yeah.
Be careful. I think I was respectful with
be
how I said
there.
That.
Be careful.
That's what they believe, right?
No, there's just no hell. There's heaven,
but there is heaven.
Yeah.
So everyone goes to heaven.
Pretty good deal. Pretty
so having it, so yeah. you're a big
that's,
participation
would be the
trophy.
One, that'd be the chosen one.
You guys
part of
are big participation trophy
one.
People.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Everyone gets.
Wait,
that.
So you're chosen, but I can convert.
You can do whatever.
So I can make. I can choose myself.
Sure. Can I circumcise you,
dude? Too late.
Oh, nice.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, and that. Let's go to our interviews. First, I want to talk to you guys about Blue Apron. Blue Apron has an awesome menu this week. Ready for it? Summer vegetable and egg paninis with calabrine, chile, mayonnaise, and caprese salad. Wow, summer's still going on at Blue Apron.
Can you do me a favor, Big Cat?
Yeah.
When you're reading Italian ingredients, can you do a little giada?
Yeah, mussarella. Caprese. Mm-hmm. We got the skillet vegetable chili with cornmeal and cheddar drop biscuits. Oh, yeah, biscuits. And garlic butter shrimp and corn with green bean salad. You can get it all using Blue Apron. They deliver it straight to your door with all the ingredients. They're fresh, and cooking at home is always better. Keeps families together. Those who spend a lot at restaurants or high-end grocery chains can now spend under $10 per person for a delicious meal using Blue Apron. Blue Apron knows you're busy, so now they're offering 30-minute meals. These meals are made with the same flavor and farm-fresh ingredients you know and love and are ready in 30 minutes or less. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/pardon. That's blueapron.com/pardon. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. BlueApron.com/pardon. Get your delicious meals delivered straight to your door and cook with your family. BlueApron.com/pardon. All right, let's get to our interviews. We have AJ Hawk first up, and then we have Canelo Alvarez. And here's a little warning for Canelo Alvarez. We didn't actually know it was going to be in Spanish. So we were just as shocked as you when we thought we had Canelo Alvarez. And he was, I mean, obviously English isn't his first language or second probably. But we thought maybe he was going to speak a little English. But no, we did the translation. It was fun.
But you know what? We rolled with the punches.
We flexed
to use a boxing
on him.
Term.
Our seventh grade Spanish came in real handy.
Uh-huh.
So that is, we got these two interviews and we'll run them back to back. All right, we now welcome on recurring guest. He played for Ohio State. He played for the Green Bay Packers. He won a Super Bowl only because Jay Cutler got injured in the NFC Championship game. It is recently retired linebacker AJ Hawk. AJ, hello, how are you? Do you miss football?
I'm doing great. I know I'm okay where I'm at. I'm not one of those guys that I don't plan on committing suicide in the next 6 to 8 months.
Sounds like you miss football.
You sound like every person I run into in Ohio.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he does. You don't miss training camp, but once the games start, you're going to miss football, right?
Yeah, you know, I just miss being around the guys. It's that locker room that you can't replicate anywhere.
Uh-huh. The brotherhood.
That locker room feel.
You miss whipping towels.
You're right, man.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. I miss open showers. I haven't taken an open shower in months now.
So, AJ, you just started a new podcast under the Barstool Sports Network. It's called Laces Out. It's going to be a football podcast with Pat McAfee and Jerry Thornton. So is this your way to cope with the loss of football in your life? Is now you're just going to talk about football with these guys every Monday?
I guess it is, man. Yeah. We recorded our first one. I think it's out. It's already out. And I guess that's what you have to do, man. You just got to find some meaning in life. And that's one of my things grasping at thin air is trying to do a podcast with a couple Barstool guys. And they're both really fun guys, though. So I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. I listen to your guys' show. You guys really get me through tough times.
Hell yeah.
You're welcome.
I listen a little bit. A little bit of Stu Finer. First off, I didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
What the hell was that?
He's crazy. He's a crazy man. This is so you're now what's happening now is this is your first year outside of playing football. So now you're gonna see how the other half lives. The gamblers, the degenerates, the fans, the fantasy people, all of that.
The bloggers who know more about football than you actually did know as a player.
Right. So you get to see the other half and you get to see how crazy we are. So welcome to our world.
So I heard Laces so Out. And you're already starting to make some waves for yourself. You called Liberty beating Baylor over the weekend. Is that true?
Yes, I did.
How did you do that? And why?
No, no, no. Are you a witch? PFT's asking a really bad question right here. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Yeah, you don't say that.
Okay. PFT, that was a good question.
Thanks.
Let me just polish it up for you. Hey, AJ, you actually were in the booth calling the Liberty Baylor game. How crazy was that?
Yes, I was a color analyst for the Liberty Baylor game, and yes, it was crazy. PFT, I'm sorry, I did not understand the question.
That's great. He thought that you actually called it, Liberty's going to beat Baylor.
No, I knew.
Yeah, you do. Hey, so here, real question about that game: how big of a douchebag is Danny Cannell?
So, I don't know why I knew you were going to ask that. Danny was great, man. I'm doing more games with Danny down the road here in a couple weeks, I believe. So. He was good. I hadn't met him until Friday before the game, so I didn't know what to expect. So, but he was, honestly, he was really, really good and helped me out a bunch. So I love Danny.
Okay, yeah. I mean, we bust Danny's balls. We don't actually think he's a douchebag. He just wears those turtlenecks and tries to peacock around. What was it like, though, at the game, Baylor? I mean, like, that program is going to be going through some weird, weird times. And it started with the loss to Liberty. Like, the vibe, you know, you talk to the team, you're in the game, you see the fans. Do they all just, like, kind of put their heads down and, like, we're going to be in the forest for a long time here?
Well, it's weird. Like, I guess I thought we were past the whole Art Briles kind of the rape scandal. I feel like when you clean house, aren't you past, like, yeah, it's a horrible thing that happened, but they cleaned everybody out. That was a part of it. And now Matt Rhule came in with his new coaching staff trying to set the tone, and they come out and they lose Liberty. So obviously it's not working out too well for them. So those Baylor fans, they were pretty pretty dejected. And I got in the elevator with a couple of them after the game to head to our car, and they weren't real happy with the outcome.
Yeah. Can I just throw this out here? I think maybe a good way to move past the whole scandal thing, we're really into removing statues these days.
Mm-hmm.
There's a statue of Robert Griffin mm-hmm. outside the stadium. I think that thing needs to come down like that Saddam statue in Baghdad.
Blow it up.
I wish if you just sent me a text 2 days ago, I could have tried to get it down while I was there.
You sure? I would like to see you just sack it down.
Yeah. This was your first time calling a game, right? How did you think it went? Rate yourself.
Oh, great question. I mean, I would give myself like a 6 out of 10. I've done one. I did the Stanford Oregon State game last year.
Okay.
But this is really my first, like, yeah, I have a slate of games I'm doing this season. So I'd say like 6.5 out of 10, maybe, man. It's tough. People, when you watch on TV, you think like, oh, this guy's an idiot. What's he talking about? But it's different when you have the people in your ear, producers. You have to not step on your play-by-play guy's voice. Yeah, it's a different ball game, but I'm excited. I love it.
Sounds like excuses.
Yeah, was there ever any time during the game that you wanted to just so when I watch a game, I kind of am my own color analyst, and I'll see something happen, I'll be like, oh, my God. Like, that's my reaction to it, or dang, or just wow, that sort of thing. Did you ever have to, like, stop yourself and be like, hey, AJ, you need to provide, like, a little bit of context here and maybe educate the people?
Yeah, I mean, I had to stop myself after it already gets on the air. It's not like you can pull it back. So, no, 100%, you're watching like a fan. And I would imagine if one of you guys were doing a game in the booth, you would have your phone open, checking your open bets on whatever website you guys use. I don't know.
Well, I would just be reading
right now, but
yeah, I'd be reading other people's tweets.
Well,
I'd be like, hey, did you see this hilarious tweet?
You should. Here's a little thing: if you want to step out and be a little different here with the third guy in the booth, you should be the third guy in the booth. As like a Twitter hot taker, like if I were in the booth calling the UCLA game, I would have been like, bench Josh Rosen, he's trash. Or last night, where the Tennessee Georgia Tech game, when I was like, fire Butch Jones, he's mm-hmm. the worst. Like, no chance they're gonna win a game this year. Mm-hmm. You got to really get out there early, like make all your judgments on the game within the first 4 minutes of the game, and then stick by them until the game ends, and then you're like, haha, just kidding, it was a prank.
I mean, it's not a bad strategy. That's kind of how you ascend in the broadcasting world.
It's kind of like my entire life's work right there.
Yeah.
So, coming up this weekend, give me a hot take on the Ohio State University.
That's a big J move by you.
Against Oklahoma. Give me your hot take on it before the game starts. Who sucks?
Who sucks? Oh, man. I don't know. Bob Stoops. He left. He quit on the team.
He's a friend of the program.
He quit on the team. I like it. That's a good one.
I actually have a legit question about Ohio State, and I know this. People probably no. You know what? Everyone kind of notices this. The Ohio State wide receivers, and it seems like this goes back to last year too. They just don't get any separation. What the hell is going on with that? Is Urban not know how to coach wide receivers anymore?
Well, first off, can you describe me what separation means? For
yes, it means they're away from the defender because everyone blames JT Barrett, but I actually don't think it's all on JT Barrett. I think that the wide receivers for Ohio State are not as skilled as a big, you know, Final Four team should have.
I mean, that's definitely one of the question marks is their O-line and receivers are the two groups, I guess, where people say they have not lived up to expectations. And they didn't look that great early on in the Indiana game. But you're right, man. They haven't been getting open for some reason. If you watch that game, you saw whoever they threw it down to on the sideline, she said, like, oh, the receivers as a group were coming up to JT Barrett and apologizing, saying, sorry, we're not open, which, I mean, come on. That's the stupidest thing. I why would you want to hear that if you were JT Barrett? Whatever. But, yeah, they have to get open. Who are you going to throw to? If you can't get open, you're going to look like Big Cat back there. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
You need to get separation. Out. Hey, listen, I know you just tried to big time me the whole, like, I played the game thing, but I know what separation is. It's when you get separate.
No, I know you do, but I guarantee you 98% of the people watching the game do not know what you're talking about.
Yes, mm-hmm. And you can't throw it to someone who's covered, and I think that's what people forget
We don't say covered. We say not separated.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the absence of separation.
Or like when I say, you guys sit in the stands. Oh, he threw into double coverage. First off, no one even knows what double coverage is. If a guy throws a 60-yard bomb and the safety runs over the top to help out, that's not double coverage.
Ooh, double coverage is actually not as safe as single coverage because the two rub together and they create like little holes, and then they can get through.
Wait, explain double coverage to us then. Give us the double coverage.
Double coverage, if you truly double a guy, if you have a safety, like say you have Julio Jones or Calvin Johnson, you sit a safety over top of him. The corner plays low, safety plays high, and there's two. You literally have two guys accounting for one. That's
okay. You know what? You know what I like? You know what term I like that you can use this weekend when you're calling a game? You need a guy who can take the top off the defense.
Yeah. You need a real. Just need a fast guy that runs. Doesn't matter if he can catch or not.
Ezekiel Elliott can take the top off of
a woman.
Yeah. So speaking in the Ohio State, their defense, you were a big-time linebacker. How does Greg Schiano's defense look this year?
Well, they look good. Hopefully they improve. I think you guys probably know Schiano said something about his D-lines better than some of the NFL D-lines
he
coached. And I watched them. I went to practice and saw these guys are men. These 18-year-old kids that look like they're 35 years old. So they have about 10 of them, too, that can play. So they should – they shouldn't have to score a lot of points to win. That's the great thing about the Ohio State team for this year.
Why doesn't Schiano have a head coaching job somewhere? I've been a big advocate of his.
Why are you an advocate of Schiano?
I like how you play through the Ian whistle.
Yeah, you play all the way through, all four quarters.
Sometimes after the game's
60
over.
60 minutes.
You just dive at their knees.
Yeah.
Well, luckily for you, PFT, he's going to – Urban even said it when I've interviewed him a few times. Like, Schiano's going to be gone in a year or two. He's going to be recruited away and become a head coach, especially if Ohio State's defense has the success that they're projecting.
I can't wait.
Have you been in Urban's office? Because we actually visited it as well. Saw the contract he wrote to his family, the famous fake heart attack contract. What do you think about his office?
I like his office. It's the same office that Coach Jim Tressel had when I was there, but it's been expanded a bit because in college football, we all know what Clemson has a slide.
Yes.
It's just in a constant state of construction. All you got to do is just keep building things to entice these 16 and 17-year-old kids to sign a letter of intent. So that's basically every week you go, you drive by there's a new building being put up.
It sounds kind of creepy, just like building stuff to make kids want to come inside.
I mean,
just put a free candy sign on the outside. We actually saw
the nap egg.
That's right. We saw the nap egg, which is like an isolation chamber. Have you seen that? Have you sat in that?
I think I saw that at the UFC, their Performance Institute, when I was watching one of the Conor McGregor embedded. I don't know. Do colleges have those now?
It's Ohio basically, State. You know how Mike Leach locked that kid in a shed? Yeah. It's just a medical shed for somebody to go into.
It's a legalized version of that, yeah.
Well, good. Much more comfortable with that. Didn't Mike Leach even tell you guys, like, didn't he deserve it?
Well, no. Mike Leach he invented it. He was, you know what they always say, like, the innovators are always often looked at as crazy. Mm-hmm. Well, Mike Leach invented the nap bag for concussions.
Wow. Well, Mike Leach, he better get some money on that.
Yeah.
He better send a cease and desist.
What's up with Aaron Rodgers' mustache? Why the fuck is he trying to, like, you know, be funny Aaron Rodgers all the time?
He's done it every year.
Yeah.
What do you mean? It's not new.
No, I know, but it's like every year he thinks he does the fucking photobomb every game. Like every year it's like, Aaron, he's so goofy.
Well, that started back when Favre was there. He started the photobomb stuff. But
what if Aaron had photobombed the dick pics? That would have been pretty hilarious.
That would have been really
funny. That would be the pinnacle of photobombing. You're right. Yeah. I would have supported that move.
So I got a serious question for you. Vontaze Burfict, you played with him, and he is currently being suspended or under suspension for a hit he had in the preseason. To my eye, it looked like just football. A guy, within 5 yards, he lowers his shoulder in the guy's chest. You got to hit anything that comes across your face. Where do you land on the Vontaze Burfict? Do you think that was an unfair punishment, or is it something where his reputation kind of gets the best of him there, and they're gonna bring down the pain on Vontaze Burfict more than they would another player?
100%, they're gonna bring down the pain on Vontaze, because that's one thing they talk about, is being repeat offenders, and Vontaze has been fined before for hits. But it's a shame that's what you talk about with Vontaze the most, because that guy is such a great player when he's on the field and when he's not suspended for killing people. He is an absolute stud. His locker was right next to mine. I have a laptop that he got me for Christmas that I still use every day. I have a hoverboard my kids ride around I got from Vontaze. Like, he's an awesome guy. He really is. But when he gets on the field, he's the guy you want. Like, if I was an offensive player, I'd be scared to death to play a defense that Vontaze Burfict is in.
What about the actual hit, though? Do you think that is a situation where the NFL is now trying to protect players too much and football is no longer football?
100%. It wasn't really head-to-head. I understand if he's not looking, but you were talking about the 85 Bears. Listen to Singletary or any of those guys talk like, hey, you come across the middle, that's my zone. You don't come across the middle and you get your head taken off. That's like when football was football. But now they think by limiting those shots or suspending guys that that's going to help down the line with concussions. In reality, those aren't the hits that are giving people all this head trauma. It's the repetitive stuff, but I'm not going to get into that.
Right. So the guy was a fullback. I mean, you can't, in my book, you can't be a defenseless player if you play the position of fullback. You are always head on a swivel. You're always ready for whatever.
Yeah.
He looked like John Kuhn in his Kansas City Chiefs uniform, and I played with John Kuhn for many years, and John would never have asked for a flag on that play or a suspension.
Do you think that maybe it's on the fullback to appeal to Roger Goodell and say, hey, it's a point of pride for me that he doesn't get suspended for this because I'm a football guy, he's a football guy?
He should. That'd be great.
Jordy Nelson
did that when he got hit. When Jordy got his ribs broken, people were trying to call for the guy to get suspended, whoever the Giants player was, I forget his name, but Jordy said, no, I absolutely, it was a clean hit. His helmet hit my ribs and broke him, but that doesn't mean it should be suspended or fined.
I like that. Standing up for hard-nosed football.
What was Vontaze like in practice? Did he go full out, or was he able to dial back to 75%?
No. Vontaze, when he's on the field, he is like that at all times. He doesn't have a 75%. So did you see the clips? Like, their first day in training camp, he's getting in fights like with the running back coach and multiple players. That's just who he is, and guys ultimately respect it. You have to when he's that great of a player. I mean, I think you guys should get him on here sometime.
Yeah, we're trying to. I don't want to. So we're not a victim blaming podcast. I want to put that in front of this because it's going to sound like I'm victim blaming. But this is on Anthony Sherman. You need to appeal that. You need to stand up for football and say, hey, Vontaze, I want you back in the game. That wasn't a cheap shot.
Do you feel like every team should have a guy like Vontaze who's playing maybe a little bit borderline out of control at all times to kind of set the tone? And if you do, who was that guy on the Packers? Who was that guy on the Buckeyes when you were playing for them?
Ooh, yeah, of course. I think having one or two of those guys on offense and defense is always great for your team. You can't have 11 of them now because you're not going to be able to field a team. But, man, when I was in Green Bay, I'm trying to think. I don't know if we had anyone. No one. I mean, Vontaze is he's a rare guy. There's not many guys that just – it's like he can't mentally back off those kind of shots. He has to take them, and I respect him for it. But – man, I don't know. I didn't have a whole lot. I played at Ohio State with a guy named Donnie Nicky. You probably remember that name,
mm-hmm.
Big Cat, being a big Wisconsin. Donnie Nicky was a crazy safety that played behind me, and he was older than me, so I played a couple years with him. He was in the league for a while. Donnie was absolute nuts and would dive his head directly at the crown of his helmet, dive it directly at whoever was in front of him, and I took many of friendly fire shots to the leg and ribs and head from Donnie. So it's good though. You have to have a few of them.
What was the worst injury that you ever played through? And remember, I had a broken foot.
And I got bit by a dog.
And Big Cat got bit by a dog, and we still came to work podcasting.
My cuticle is bleeding right now. Literally, look at this. Bad radio.
Mm-hmm.
PFT and Hank both see.
That's not a cuticle. That's just your finger.
Yeah, whatever.
Your finger's bleeding.
Cuticle underneath the cuticles. So go ahead. Tell us what you hurt.
Turf toes kept guys out for years.
What a pussy.
So there's nothing to sneeze about. I don't know. I mean, I tore my pec and had to stay in the game for a few series afterwards. I didn't think anything was wrong, and then it bled all the way down like to my wrist the next morning when I woke up.
That's gross.
Like it just bleeds under your skin, basically. Oh.
Yeah, I love it. Did you take a picture and tweet it out?
No, I didn't have Twitter at the moment. I don't know what year, probably my third year in the league, but then I made it back for the first regular season game. That was our first preseason game when it happened. I don't know. I've been lucky, man. I haven't had to play with any crazy things, and I have a rock hard head, and I have zero concussions, PFT, whether you believe that or not.
I love it.
That sounds like a guy's been concussed so much he doesn't remember.
He doesn't remember the concussion. That's fine.
That's very possible.
So let's break some news, okay? Hypothetically, the New England Patriots give you a call, let's say week 15, and they're like, hey, you know what? We want to give you $10 million to play out the rest of the season in the playoffs. You get a chance for your first legitimate Super Bowl ring because, as Big Cat pointed out earlier, Jay Cutler really had that one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you come back?
For $10 million?
Yep.
There's not much I wouldn't do for $10 million.
Breaking news. Officially considering coming out of retirement.
Yeah.
Hey, I know you guys have probably been concussed many times, but I don't know if you recall or not, I was on your show like a week before I signed with Atlanta.
Yes, mm-hmm. We gave you tips. You actually owe us money. Wait. Yeah.
I know.
Hold on. Thank you for bringing this up, AJ. If you check the tapes, we gave you tips on how to get signed, and we said that our fee was a small 30% agent fee. You signed. How much money did you make from Atlanta? PFT, can you look that up real quick?
I'm on it right now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How much cash?
I don't know how much.
Did you make some cash?
Either way, I spent it. I already spent it, man, so it's gone.
You did not spend it. And also, you said something about how it was a vested year, so that means...
Yeah.
How much?
1 year, $985,000.
So we'll just make it even three. Yeah, $300,000. You owe us
$300,000. I was only there for three games. Right?
Yeah,
you got to prorate that.
No, did you not get that cash? No. What'd you get? What cash did you get?
You don't get all of it. No, because I wasn't
cash
on the team opening day.
Okay, how much cash you get?
Three weeks. I don't know.
Give us a number.
Okay, so tell you what, we'll do $100,000.
Yeah,
six figures. Make it nice and neat.
Give us like $300 each.
Okay, you guys live.
Done.
Just hang out.
Negotiation.
Yeah, that was a hard bargain. I didn't think we were going to get anything anyway. All right, AJ, tell us quickly again. Laces out. So you're doing a new podcast. It's coming out every Monday. It's a football podcast. Do you have any contempt for Jerry the fanboy? Because he's the ultimate like blogger. He's the type of guy that you would stuff in a locker back in your playing days before you became a blogger like us.
Well, yeah, with Jerry Thornton and Pat McAfee, I love those guys, even though I just pretty much met Jerry through Skype and recording with him. But now, of course, he's a Patriots ball washer, and we talked about that on the first episode. So that's just part of the back and forth, I guess. And Patriots, if they're that good, someone has to find a way to beat them. But no, Jerry's good. It's fun because Jerry has like these references he uses from shows in the 70s and 60s that we have no idea what he's talking about, but he thinks we do. So yeah, it's like doing a show with your dad.
Yeah, there you go. And hey, before we let you go, give us your Super Bowl prediction, because we always hold our guests to every single prediction they've ever given.
Okay, you do. All right, I'm going Patriots on the AFC.
Oh wow,
Yes, I am. They will play. They're going to play either the Falcons or the Packers.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
So the team that won the Super Bowl last year versus the two teams that were in the NFC Championship last year.
Exactly.
Why are you disrespecting the Seahawks?
Ooh. Seahawks are back.
That's why I commentate college football, guys.
What's your next game that you got up? Is there going to be like a law of Gus, you know, the law of Gus Johnson? Is there going to be a law of AJ Hawk where some shitty team beats a former powerhouse that covered up a bunch of rapes?
Well, who knows? I'm doing another game September 23rd, but
what team?
I just got in the game. So whatever like the fifth worst game is, because I'm low on the totem pole. So whatever the top crews get, look at those big games, and then drop down about six notches, and you'll see whatever game I'm doing.
Okay, and so if you do the next game, if you do a game with Danny Cannell, can you send him this message? Be like, hey, I talked to the guys from Pardon My Take. They'd like to have you back on, and then pause, and then go, ha, just kidding. You suck.
Not.
Yeah. Fuck you, you douchebag.
Yeah.
Can you do that for us?
Yeah, I'll make sure I'll record it.
Do it on the air.
I'll do it. Our pregame, our initial open to the game. Yeah, no question. That'll be good.
Yeah, be like, oh shit, Danny. Oh, I didn't see you here. Oh, you know what? Speaking of, the guys from Pardon My Take want you back on. Haha, just kidding, you douchebag.
Yeah, that'll go a long way to really build our on-air report. So it should be good. Should be really good for my broadcasting career.
Oh, man. All right, AJ, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Everyone go download Laces Out.
No problem. Thank you.
Before we get to the interview with Canelo Alvarez, I want to talk to you guys about FrameBridge.com. FrameBridge is the easiest way to custom frame your favorite art and photos without ever leaving your house. With their simple online ordering process, you can order a fully customized piece in minutes. Here's how it works. You go to FrameBridge.com. You upload your photo from your computer or directly from your Instagram feed. Or if you have a physical item, they'll provide secure prepaid packaging so you can mail it in for free. Then you preview your photo online in any frame style. You choose your favorite, or you get help from their talented designers, then the expert team will custom frame your item in days. Not weeks, not months, days, and deliver your finished piece directly to your door, ready to hang. The best part, instead of the hundreds you'll pay at a framing store, their prices start at $39 and all shipping is free. Plus, my listeners will get 15% off their first order at FrameBridge.com when they use my code PMT. FrameBridge even offers a happiness guarantee. If for any reason you aren't 100% satisfied, they'll make it right. So get started today, framing your photos or art.
You got a burp?
Yeah, I got a burp. Go to FrameBridge.com and use promo code PMT. You'll save an additional 15% off your first order. Go to FrameBridge.com, promo code PMT. And this next interview is also brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Well, with ZipRecruiter, it's a little bit different. You can post your job to 100-plus job sites with just one click. Then their powerful technology efficiently matches the right people to your job better than anyone else. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter does not depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within 1 day. So find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try it for free. That's right. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/PMT. That's right. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/PMT.
And now for something completely different.
All right, we now welcome on Canelo Alvarez. He is getting ready for his big fight September 17th against Triple G. You can get that on pay-per-view. Canelo, thank you for joining us. I'm going to start with a super easy question. What round are you going to knock Triple G out?
No sé en qué round, porque no puedo predecir en qué round, pero me preparé para knockout. Me preparé para noquear y en cualquier round puede pasar.
You know, he says that he doesn't know what round, but he did prepare and train to knock him out, and that that's all. He just knows that he's going to come and win by knockout.
Bueno. I'd just like to say that if he would like to refer to us using the informal as opposed to the usted, that's fine. Yeah. I feel like we're close enough to him that that's okay.
I would actually like, if I could ask a question in Spanish, I'd actually love to do that. Canelo, ¿puedo ir al baño?
go.
Where is it? Did he answer that? Where's the bathroom?
No, you just said that you'd like to.
No, it's puerto. No, it's where is the bathroom?
No, you messed
up. Don't ask al baño.
No puedes distraerte ni un segundo de la pelea porque todo puede pasar en cualquier momento.
What was that? What was that answer?
He says that you can't get distracted at all when he's fighting because or else you're going to miss the action.
Okay, that's true. Yeah, you want to be glued to the television. So yeah, it's going to be a pay-per-view match. It's actually, many people are saying it's going to be one of the best fights in the last couple years. We're big boxing guys on this podcast. Everybody knows that. You've held the WBO, the WBC, the WBA belt. What's your favorite belt?
¿Cuál es el título que está más de todos los que has tenido? El WBC, del WBA, de todos que has tenido. ¿Cuál es tu favorito?
El ring AMB y OMB.
It's the Ring magazine and then the WBA one.
Mm, those are sweet ones. Yeah.
Ring magazine. You can pick that up at GameStop.
I always say the next one. The next belt is my favorite. Yes. That's a football guy answer,
that's,
though.
That's a good one. All right. This one's...
OMB. OMB. OMB también. Lo dije.
And the OMB.
Cualquiera de esos tres, la verdad que sí. Es un honor aportarlos.
What was that? What Tambien means also. That's, I know that.
That's the OMB belt. That's the WBO one.
Okay.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
All right, next question. Canelo, you are probably the world's toughest ginger. What is it like being a guy who everyone just looks and they assume like, oh, we could shove that guy in a locker, but turns out you're a really tough guy and you're a great fighter? And has it fueled you at all knowing that people judge you for being a ginger?
Se dicen que si te duele que te estiman por ser, ser pelirrojo. Si te sentís mal que pues la gente te discrimina y si te sientes mal por eso.
No, la verdad que no. La verdad que no. Me siento muy bien con lo que soy y con lo que...
He likes us.
Con lo que es mi persona, la verdad.
He chuckled.
He says no, that he never feels bad about it.
Okay, all right. So, all right. That's a good answer.
So, in between the weigh-in and the fight, I know a lot of fighters like to cut some weight to get down to the weigh-in weight. And then afterwards, they do, which probably what is my favorite thing to do, is just binge eat for a couple days. What is his diet going to be like in between the weigh-in and the actual fight?
¿Qué es tu dieta de aquí hasta el día de tu pelea del weigh-in?
Bueno, es una dieta que tengo que llevar bien controlada, obviamente. En la mañana, mis claras de huevo con jamón.
Ham.
Entre comillas, pues, mi fruta.
Fruit.
Y en la tarde, pescado con verduras. Fish. O pollo con verduras.
Boil. Chicken. No, that's pork.
Y ya por la noche no ceno mucho, ya otro plato de fruta.
Okay.
Yeah, he says that, you know, he has a very controlled diet. You know, in the morning, he'll eat his fruit. Egg whites with ham.
Yeah.
You know, in Come between, on. He'll eat his fruit, and then
Fruta.
He'll go on and eat, like, either fish or chicken or veggies and more fruit.
Got it. We do, I don't know if he can tell, but we both took, like, what, 7th, 8th grade Spanish?
I took a couple years.
Yeah, maybe a couple years. All right, one last question. Should we do last question?
Yeah, sure.
All right, do you think that McGregor boxing Floyd Mayweather was bad for boxing, and do you think it was kind of a sideshow that brings down the entire sport of boxing?
Dicen que si qué pensaste de la pelea en contra Conor y Mayweather, y si pensás que la pelea fue una pelea mala para el deporte del boxeo.
Pues mira, para el boxeo creo que no fue mala, ¿no? Porque se dieron cuenta que pues el boxeo es totalmente el que domina los deportes de contacto, pero la verdad que no quiero hablar de eso, no quiero decir si fue mala o buena para mí. Creo que la gente la compró como quiso comprarla, ya sea se la quiso comprar como un show o como una pelea, la gente puede comprar y ver lo que ellos decían.
You know, he says that, you know, he can't really say if it was bad for boxing because in the end, it kind of determined that boxing is the best out of all the contact sports, you know.
Did it?
You know, he can't say that it was a bad fight, you know, who bought the fight, you know, he's not in charge or in control of those who decided to buy that show, but, you know, he, at the end of the day, it doesn't really affect him or what he thinks real boxing fans think of boxing.
Awesome. Okay, last thing. We do this with every one of our guests. We just say something in Spanish for our guests. Here I go. And Canelo, you can just respond to everyone. Me mordió un perro una vez.
Muy mal, muy mal.
Yeah, that's bad. Yeah, for all the people at home who don't speak Spanish, I said I got bit by a dog once, and then Canelo said that's bad.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah. Me gustaría cerveza. Cerveza fría.
Después de la pelea, porque celebres conmigo.
What did he say back?
He says that after the fight, so you can celebrate with me.
Yeah, sí, sí, let's sí. go.
Sí. Yes. ¿Cuánto cerveza toma después de no. fight?
No, yo no, no mucha. Nomás dije para que no te la tomes ahorita.
He says that not for right now, for after the fight, not too much.
Okay, más cervezas.
Sí, más cervezas.
Más cervezas post-fight.
Miller Lite, cuando un Darty, yes. después de un Nardi.
Nardi, yeah.
I don't know how to translate Darty and Nardi.
Dia party. How do you say party in Spanish?
Fiesta.
Dia fiesta and noche fiesta. Fiesta.
Sí.
Ya después de la pelea hacemos una fiesta.
Okay.
He says after the fight, we'll throw a big party.
Love it. All right. We'll see there. Thank you so much, Canelo Alvarez. Good luck. Best
Buena
of luck.
Suerte.
September 17th, you're going to knock out Triple G, and we're rooting for you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Así será primero Dios.
Gracias.
Gracias.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Are you still there?
That interview with Canelo Alvarez was brought to you by BetDSI. BetDSI has been in business for over 20 years paying winners. They're A-plus rated on most sportsbook review sites. If you want to lay down some coin on the NFL action coming up this weekend, college football, hell, if you want to bet on Canelo Alvarez versus Triple G, go to BetDSI. Use your sports knowledge to make some extra cash. Their easy-to-use mobile playing interface makes it super, super simple to play, win, and get paid. BetDSI offers odds on pretty much everything, including all major sports, politics, reality TV, pretty much everything. Use promo code TAKE25 and get a $25 free wager just for registering. If you decide to deposit, you're going to get a 200% bonus match on your money. I play there myself, and I recommend BetDSI if you want to add a little excitement to the games you're watching. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code TAKE25, and get a free 25 buck wager and extra 200% bonus when you deposit.
All right, let's get to some segments. Thanks. Gracias to Canelo. I actually would love to do another one of those interviews.
Muchas gracias.
Because it's interesting.
Tiene un athlete que habla solamente español. Slide into nosotros DMs.
Okay, let's do that right now. We have PR101 for my catcher, Wilson Contreras, who has slid into Mia Khalifa's DMs, which you have to be... It's a bad look to slide into Mia Khalifa's DMs knowing she has like put every single guy on blast.
Do a little research on who you're dealing with here. Yeah.
She made Swag Kelly delete his Twitter account. Mm-hmm. So, either way.
Also, hitting on a porn star just in general is like it's guys love porn stars.
No,
well, here's
I'm going to disagree with
here's
you
the
there.
Thing. Guys, we see a chick having sex. Right. We're like, this girl bangs?
She might do that
she
with me.
She likes having sex with that
right.
guy?
Right.
Well, I could imagine like I'm a guy.
Yeah, and I have a dick. And yeah. That, she has.
She likes the
she
dick.
Likes that dick.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it makes sense. But
we're a match made in heaven,
right? So I don't.
That's
know.
What I'm saying. I'm saying. Oh,
okay,
I get
all right,
it.
Okay, you get it. But either way, he doesn't even need PR 101 because if you read the DMs, he's just looking for a friend. And you know, I would like you. I challenge any of you out there, any of our listeners, to go out, move to a different country, and try to make some friends.
Hmm?
Okay. He said, "I'm looking. I just want me friend. I want to be me friend." So, guess what? Wilson Contreras, you're fine in my book.
Good on you.
It's a scary world out there.
He wasn't good, but it wasn't a... I've seen better slides into the DMs.
Is friendship frowned upon now?
Your man's Javier Baez. He's a good slider.
Yeah.
I'd imagine that he'd be a little bit more slick when he goes in there.
Also, Wilson's had... he's been out on the DL with a hamstring. So a lot of time on his
he's
hands.
He's had a lot of time. And something else on his hands, it sounds
yeah.
like.
Yeah,
know
there
saying.
We go.
But like back in the day, it used to be romantic. Like I'm sure our parents and our grandparents, they fell in love because they went up and like threw a pebble at a window and did all that whole song and dance. This is the millennials' version of throwing a pebble at a window. A
yes.
porn star follows you on
yeah,
Twitter,
you
and then you just harass her until she says bye,
no,
and then you keep harassing.
Let's,
no, I'm saying it's
not
fine.
Harass.
That,
not
maybe
harass.
That was a poor choice of words.
Yeah.
Bother her.
Ask her for friendship.
Demand that she responds
no,
to you
ask,
repeatedly.
Yes. So we're so rude now that we don't even just acknowledge other people?
No, I'm saying that you throw. It's the same as throwing a pebble at a window.
Okay. Wilson, don't. Wilson's fine. He's looking for friends. I'll be your friend, Wilson.
You know what you should do?
He slide into my DMs.
Here's what you should do, Wilson. If you're listening, if tú escucha ahora, slide into a male porn star's DMs and just say that you want to be friends
out.
With him.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, hey, I want to be friends with porn stars
I'm just
because
friends.
They seem like they get all this physical support and attention, but there's nothing there emotionally, so I want to provide that to him.
Big into photography.
Yeah.
That's it. It's a hobby. All right, bad visual. This one's for Bryce Harper, who has gone. This is only a bad visual because Bryce Harper has the greatest hair in baseball. He is the hair of baseball. Mm-hmm. And then he went and put it into braids.
What were you about to call them?
They're braids.
Were you about to say the C word?
No, I wasn't. They're braids.
Cornrows.
Oh, they're braids.
They're cornrows.
I don't see that kind of stuff.
Dusty Baker. I want to hear Dusty Baker address it because I guarantee you Dusty Baker refers to them as corn rolls.
Yeah.
That's a big Dusty move.
He's hungry.
Yeah. Big Dusty very hungry move. I don't see a problem with it. I think it's kind of cool. I might bring my corn rolls back for the playoffs.
I think it's a little weird just because he does have such great hair.
Hank's
draft is starting. Let's go. Wow, that was exciting.
Playing on ESPN's platform. I recognize the music.
So Hank's fantasy draft is starting. We'll give him some tips as we go through the show.
So that sound right there, I have Pavlov's cat. Mm-hmm. When I hear it, okay, draft turn McFadden.
Yes.
Whenever I hear that, I say McFadden.
Yeah. Antonio Gates, is he still available first round?
Yeah.
I think.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm picking Johnson. AJ Green, friend of
Chris
the program.
Johnson.
Okay. Okay. Right. You just let us know when your picks up.
Well, I just took AJ Green.
Next up, we have. Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh.
First round. First
what?
Overall.
Fourth pick.
What the fuck are you doing?
Nobody cares, Hank.
God damn it. All right. We have a talking tennis, U.S. Open. Wilson. Talking tennis. What happened? Oh, you got a breaking moose?
No.
Okay. Talking tennis. This is all over the place. What you had something that happened actually at the U.S. Open, correct?
I had something that happened at the U.S. Open.
Yes.
So the New York Daily News, they tweeted out a very problematic headline.
Okay.
They said that Jozy Altidore's girlfriend just advanced to the quarterfinals.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody got really mad.
And then I asked before the show, what's her name? And you said, I forget. She's Jozy Altidore's girlfriend. So you were part of the problem.
Well, I am a big part of the problem, but I'm not really that much of a... I'm not a tennis connoisseur.
Uh-huh.
I like Serena, uh-huh, and I like her baby.
Goat.
I'm a big fan of her baby.
Goat. Yeah.
And I like Venus and all of them.
Federer.
Like everybody. Yeah, Federer. Federer.
Fed.
The Serenas, the Venuses.
Okay, so I actually do know something about the U.S. Open. Federer versus Nadal this Friday, I think.
Rafa. It's Rafa.
Who's going to win? Because Nadal wins on clay, Federer wins on grass, but U.S. Open, hard court.
Yeah. I'm going to go Federer.
Okay, I'll go Federer.
Even though I can't stand... You know what I really dislike about Federer is the whole package? But especially his accent.
You're intimidated by money?
Yes, very much. He's handsome. He's got money.
Yeah.
He's like the best of all time. And his accent is basically like the classiest thing ever.
Yeah, he's like a Bond villain.
Yeah, someone's got to have some dirt on Federer.
He's a nice Bond villain, but he's evil. He's the guy who, when you don't look at him, a switchblade will come out of his shoe and it'll cut your head off.
Mm-hmm.
All right, last up, before we get on guys on chicks, I had a quick explain to Big Cat that I wanted to ask you guys because hurricanes are hot in the streets right now. I hope everyone stays safe in the Caribbean and Florida because Hurricane Irma seems like it's coming. I don't understand how hurricanes happen. Is it just all the wind gets together?
Yeah, they have a party?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Does the wind... It like just starts getting closer and closer together, and then it just kind of like a funnel where the wind is just...
That's
like
pretty good.
One wind from one hemisphere comes to the other wind, and then it's just all of a sudden it's just wind.
It's like
the ocean is like the cops, and like they break up a lot of the parties. But if you can get it past the ocean and onto the sea, then it's a real rager.
Wait, if you get it past the ocean and into the sea?
No,
past the ocean onto land.
Oh, okay.
But then it loses its strength.
The land breaks up. The land is the cops that break up hurricanes.
Yeah, the out at the ocean is like the kids.
That's where no parents.
The ocean,
international waters.
The ocean.
So they have a big party.
The
out
ocean
there.
Is like is like your dad's liquor cabinet, mm-hmm, without a key on it, and that's how it gains all the power.
Yeah. I was
because
gonna
you
say,
just keep chugging all the vodka and all the whiskey, and then all of a sudden you're a hurricane.
You have a rager.
Yeah,
category one disaster. Yeah.
Right.
I was gonna say they all form, or the Atlantic ones do. They form right off like the west coast of Africa. And it's those assholes from that band Toto, when they blessed the rains over there.
Fuck,
they just turned all the rains in Africa into hurricanes. And so now they just... Toto, the band, is responsible for killing more people than Hitler.
Oof. That's a hot take.
Just going to go there.
That's a hot take.
Hope they can live with themselves.
Wow. Either way, hope everyone's okay. This is now, just by my count, like the sixth storm of the millennium, mm-hmm, in the past week.
Yeah.
So... But we're good.
Who's back?
We're good.
Parties.
No, we're good. Global warming's not. Yeah. No, we're good.
We'll stay safe out there. Or another alternate explanation for how hurricanes form and become super destructive is a bunch of guys that run Ponzi schemes pay them to go to school there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how the hurricanes
Nev Shapiro just pays a bunch of linebackers mm-hmm. to go there and sack the quarterback.
Mm-hmm. And then later kill people.
Yeah. All right. We have, because it's Wednesday, we have Guys on Chicks. I noticed something before we get to Guys on Chicks. Just want to give a little shout out to football season being back and all the girls on Instagram being like, ooh, let me take a picture with my butt out and a jersey on.
All the girls on Instagram doing
it. Yeah, all
but
the
it's
ladies.
Like, because they know, like, guys see a chick wearing a professional athlete's jersey. It's like, that guy.
Wait.
It's like, wait a second, because that's my favorite player,
hold on.
Right?
It's my football and butts.
But, like, so it's my favorite player, so I could, like, hang out with him, have beers or whatever, talk about his job all the time. And then I could also have sex with him.
Yeah, you like.
Fuck,
hey,
yeah.
You like the Eagles? Well, look at this chick in an Eagles shirt. But it's actually just a small, and it's ripped, like 90% of it's ripped off.
And I can see your butt. It's like I can
Sundays and butts.
It's like I can watch football and talk about my fantasy team,
and
I can also
butts.
Just also get a boner at the same time. It's multitask.
Yeah. Oh shit! All right, guys on Chicks, let's go. And twins.
Question for you lads:
ooh, we need to get some two twins wearing matching McCourty uniforms.
Oh,
Boner City.
Get out of here.
Oh, man, I just nutted.
All right, go.
So you know how you can get pregnant by swallowing cum?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you chew first, will that kill the sperm and prevent pregnancy?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. pick. We got to pick.
Who should I take?
Are you round two?
Yep.
Zeke.
Zeke's still on the board.
Yep.
No, don't take him.
Jordan Howard, Doug Baldwin,
ooh,
Gurley,
Howard's
T.Y. Hilton,
be good.
Leonard Fournette.
I would take Todd Gurley.
Take Jordan Howard.
Rob. Oh, someone took Gronk. Fuck.
Take Jordan Howard.
Jordan Howard.
Yeah. Guys on Gurley's. Take Todd.
Oh, you just too late.
What?
I took Jordan Howard.
Yes.
I didn't realize it's because he's a Bear.
Yeah.
yeah, that's the only reason.
I was just like a big Jordan Howard fan.
Mm-hmm. So chicks, yeah, you can get pregnant from swallowing sperm, but not if you chew them. Is that where we go?
Yeah,
with?
That's fine.
Or a more healthy tip would be to say after you swallow it, just make yourself puke.
Yeah,
which you should do anyways if you're swallowing.
Well, you could swallow if you want.
Yeah,
sex positive. Mm-hmm. Just do whatever you want with the cum.
I took a nasty fall on my bike this summer while training for an Ironman.
Jim Calhoun.
Had to get a plate and screws in my wrist and had an external fixator for 6 weeks. Now this November, I need to get the plate and screws out. My husband teaches and coaches at a school for kids with autism. He said he won't miss a game even if my surgery is that day. We are both huge sports fans, and normally I would agree, but for a surgery, should he get a free pass?
No, I mean, you were, correct me if I'm wrong, but
you elected
to have this surgery.
And you fell off that bike.
You basically got cosmetic surgery on your spine,
mm-hmm.
So why are you making that his problem? He's got a team to coach.
Yeah. You know what? If it's the team, you should either make the surgery for an off day or just deal with the fact that he's a coach and he loves his kids.
Also, like, it's a school for autistic kids. It sounds like your husband's a very patient, very good guy. Autistic children would actually know more than anybody else that you can't feel emotion. You have to deal with things just in black and white. And so if you say, I need to go be with my wife because I love her, they'll be like, what?
Oh, wait. Sorry, didn't mean to.
It's okay. I was just explaining autism.
We got a pick. Oh, thanks. Mm-hmm. We got a pick. I just watched Michael Rapaport's new show on Netflix, so now I understand everything.
Also, all those kids probably have white coat syndrome where they're afraid of doctors because they got vaccines.
Yeah, true.
So,
good point.
What position should I take?
Wide receiver.
69.
Quarterback. Mitch Trubisky. He doesn't play for the Bears.
Taking Demaryius Thomas.
What? This is the worst draft ever. That was your third round pick? Oh my God, Hank. You have the worst team of all time.
I have Jordan Howard, AJ Green, and Demaryius Thomas right now.
I gotta say, one thing I do like about Hank's draft is
Someone just took Ezekiel Elliott in front of me. So
I like how quickly it goes from being your turn to like a panic noise. What are you on, like a 10 second?
15 seconds.
15 second clock, yeah.
That's a wild draft. All right, next guy's on chicks.
Set you at Elite Invitational. My boyfriend sometimes refers to his dick in the third person. Is it okay to tell him I'm weirded out by this? How do I tell him it's weird, or should I support it?
Talk to his dick.
That's what guys do, okay?
Well, yeah, but
you guess what? You just got a second boyfriend. It's his dick.
Yeah. If you want to tell him how weird it is, just say, hey, little guy, whatever he calls himself.
I'm sure a guy calls it little guy.
Yeah. Just be like, hey,
Scooter.
Cut it out.
Hey, Scooter.
Yeah, what do you want for dinner? Ask his dick what he wants for dinner and see what he says. That will kind of, you know, turn the tables on him.
The real move is to just give your vagina a name.
Yeah.
Ooh. Call it like, what were you saying the guy's dick's name? Scooter?
Yeah, Scooter's mommy.
Scooter's, well, that's, yeah, there you go. That'll drive him away pretty fast.
That will definitely get him to stop saying that.
Hey, guys, I'm considering subletting an apartment. The apartment is great with one major downside. One bathroom, four girls. Should I go for it?
Mm. Don't flush your tampons.
Four chicks.
That's all I
four
know.
Four chicks at once. That's what the bathroom's thinking right now.
Yeah.
Man, without imagine being that toilet seat.
Oh, fuck,
oh,
dude.
Oh, cheeks.
Oh, cheeks all day. I feel like you can't. It all depends on age, but like if you're out of college, you have to have at least a 2-to-1 ratio on your bathroom. 4-to-1 is outrageous. Mm-hmm. That's going to be, I mean, women, you know, takes them forever to get ready.
Can you imagine the line outside that thing?
They're basically, none of them will actually go to work. They'll just be perpetually getting ready. Okay. They'll be getting ready for work, and then it'll take so long they'll be getting ready
That's an acceptable excuse to call in late for work because there are chicks in my bathroom.
Yeah, too many chicks getting ready.
Just honestly, the real answer is just piss in your tub.
Yeah, also that place is going to get burned down because they're definitely going to be like, oh shit, did I leave my hair straightener on? Every single one of them, every single morning.
Sup, boys. My friends with benefit and I are coming up on our 1-year anniversary of hooking up.
That's okay, you're fucked.
How should we celebrate? Should I even mention it?
That's so, that's not, I'm not going to say what I was going to say.
it sounds like you just have a boyfriend.
Yeah. And you should just go full on with him and like give him like a photo album of all your favorite memories of the first year of Friends with Benefits. Oh man.
That, you know what that is? That is the only thing that separates them from being in a relationship is they are really good at putting off the making it Facebook official thing.
Yeah. You okay?
Yeah, okay. I ate too many chicken wings.
This
before
is falling
show.
Apart fast. I'm just waiting for Hank's next pick. I'm so excited for that clock. Okay.
might not make it. Hi, fellas. Having a tough time deciding to continue Brazilian waxes every month or just getting laser hair removal.
Oh.
Is laser safe? I hate the 5-week growing period it takes between waxes.
Tell me about it. Yeah.
Yeah. A little stubble.
Yeah, that stubble. It starts scraping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, cut my face!
Don't
when I kiss you. That's
Here's the thing: lasers are cool as shit. If you gave me an opportunity to put a laser on my dick, you better believe I'm doing it. So you gotta take advantage.
Lasers is also the safest thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually fact.
Yeah,
lasers are safe.
Yeah, you don't see Mike Zimmer going out there and getting wax surgery on his eyes.
No, although he would if you told him that it would make him a better football coach.
Very true.
All right, last one.
Last one. When is the official end of ass-eating season?
Never.
No, it's over.
Wait.
I'm calling it. I think toe-sucking season's back.
Oh.
Toe-sucking's back in, guys. I like how I go, ass-eating's over, toe-sucking's in, you go, ew.
Yeah, that's gross.
I say ass-eating
toes are
season's
gross.
Never over.
Yeah.
Never
it's a way
over.
Of life.
Although, it does get problematic when ass-eating season runs into, like, Thanksgiving,
Christmas
season, like the IPA, I had too much chili season. That's not good.
I was going to say if you're like meeting your significant other's like parents for the first time at Christmas and you go to mass with them and the whole time it's like
you're
thinking about ass
in the mass.
Yeah, it's like, wow. This cracker right here that symbolizes Jesus' body, like that's his ass too.
Ooh.
His whole body, so I'm going to eat it.
Then you're saying ass-eating season always isn't.
I think ass-eating season, yeah. If you,
yeah, every Sunday.
Every Sunday is ass-eating
season.
Ass-eating
season. Oh, all right, let's go.
All right. I'm taking a quarterback.
Who you got? Who you got? Who's available? Quick, Tommy Brady. Who's available?
Wilson, Cousins, Newton, Prescott, Luck, Winston, Mariota, Derek Carr, Stafford, Roethlisberger, Rivers,
Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck's going to be awesome this year.
Cousins.
Andrew Luck. Do Andrew Luck.
I'm taking Andy Dalton, friend of the program.
Okay. Oh, my God.
That was a bad pick.
Oh, right. Man.
I love you guys. Shine away. I'll be coming for your love. Hey, boy, it's waiting there for you.
It's Pardon My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.